Today's mailbag comes to us from Jackie. Dear Organize 365 team, I had to share this. I just got off the phone with my son, who will be 27 the day after tomorrow. He bought a new house, himself, baby's first real house. Saturday, he asked me to come over and help him clean and organize. So I asked him, how has your house felt for the last 2 days? Oh my God, Mom, it feels so good, meaning how his office and bedroom feel. I don't want to mess it up. I sleep better in my room without all of the stuff everywhere. He did it himself. I just asked many questions and took the things he no longer wanted to my car so I could donate them or to his trash, recycling, and shredder. I learned the whole process from Organize 365. He appreciated my questions that I learned from all the podcasts. What do you want this space to do for you? Where is the best place to keep this? On the messiest desk ever with all the passion project stuff everywhere, I asked, what are the categories? How can we keep everything visible for you when you work on the passion project, yet you can put it away when you need to do your real work from home on that desk? How can we use these drawers and shelves to help you do that? And on the shelves in a prominent place are the binders I made for him. I'm working on him to do a Sunday basket. I'll make sure to keep you posted. Thanks again to you and the team for all that you do so well. Do you have an Organized 365 success story? If so, we would love to hear about it. Please send us an email at customerservice@organized365 and tell us how you have taken back your home, your paper, and your life with Organized 365.
Welcome to the Organized 365 podcast. I'm your host, professional organizer, productivity expert, and motivational speaker, Lisa Woodruff. This podcast will help you embrace progress over perfection and create lasting functional organizing in your home. I have so much to share with you, so let's get started. Happy Thanksgiving! Oh my goodness, I am so thankful for you. I'm thankful that anybody would want to listen to a podcast that I record, and I love, love, love hearing back from you through customer service, through the app, through Instagram DMs. Like, I just love the ongoing conversation that we have. I have to say, I do watch all the orders that come in through Organize 365. Like, I'm always checking them out, and I totally want to know this. I want to know what you're doing. Like, I understand if you're getting the complete Sunday basket or the productive home solution. You know, there's a place where you can write a note to us when you place your order. And we share all of the notes every week with everyone. So we just love what you guys write in there. Somebody will write a note to Joey, or they'll say, thank you so much for everything you do. Or, I mean, sometimes it's a shipping specific note. But a lot of times they're just like really nice notes where you guys are saying like, thank you, or a shout out to the team. It's really fun. Okay. Sometimes you guys buy the most random stuff, and I want to like call you or email you and say, what are you doing with this? Like, I would love to know, like, what are you doing? Sometimes an order will come in. I think an order came in and it had like 8 slate gray Sunday baskets and 8 orders of 1.0 slash pockets. I'm like, what are you doing? What's the project? I have to know. Or sometimes people order like 12 sets of red slash pockets. And then I'm like, what are you doing? I have to know. What is the project? I'm such a nosy Nelly. I'm like, I want to know. Maybe I need this project. How are you using this? What are you doing? So anyways, just fun fact. If you want to send in notes, I read everyone. Actually, the whole team reads everyone. Like, we read everyone. We see every order that comes through. You are not just a number here. A lot of you will say to me like, well, you don't know me. I'm like, oh, I totally do. Like, I do. I recognize your name from a lot of different things. Like, if you're at the events, or if you've been in a live, or you do planning day, or you have placed an order, like, I see the names, and I know a lot of you. I know a lot of you. It's so fun when I get to meet you in person at a book signing or paper organizing retreat, and we just start talking as if we are picking up on a conversation. And many of you will say to me, isn't it weird? Like, isn't it weird that we know so much about you? And I go, probably it should be, but I don't think it is. I mean, I probably should be weirded out by that, but I completely am not. And in my brain, this is what I think. I think, great. You already know everything I have to say about everything. So I want to know about you. Like, how did you find Organize 365? What's the first thing that you did? What made you decide to come to whatever event that we're together in? Like, you know, what are you doing with your extra time? If you have extra time from being organized, like, I want to know about you. And if you've been at any of these events, you know, it's true. I'm always saying, like, tell me more about you. You already, please, your 9 years worth of podcasts, multiple days a week. I mean, that's a lot of Lisa. It's just a lot of Lisa. I would like to know a lot more about you. I love, love, love to hear your story, your perspective, how Organize 365 has been the tiniest part of your personal transformation journey, because it is all about you. Like, you are on a personal transformation journey, and Organize 365 and myself were just like this tiny, tiny part of it. And I never claim to take any credit for anything that you're doing in your life. You are making amazing, amazing changes and growth. And I'm just here to provide motivation, encouragement, the community, and the tools needed for you to do what you are uniquely created to do. So today, I just love talking to you, and I'm so grateful that we get to talk together on this Thanksgiving weekend. As you're listening to this, I'm probably putting up the Christmas tree because that's what I do. I love to put it up the day after Thanksgiving. Actually, I used to always put my Christmas tree up on the Monday, the week of Thanksgiving, kind of for a selfish reason. I like to put the Christmas tree up by myself. I mean, my family doesn't help me anyway. So when I used to do it on that Monday and Tuesday, the kids would have school and I would take the day for myself. Oh, I don't think I've ever shared this story before. I would take the day for myself. At the time, I would go get a fountain Coke because that's what I drank. I would get a fountain Coke. I'd come home. I'd turn on the holiday music. I'd bring up all the holiday stuff. I'd put up the trees. I had hot wassail, which is like a spiced cider, has like cloves and orange in it. It's so good. And I would have the whole day. And when my family would come home on Monday or Tuesday night, like, the house would be transformed into Christmas. Oh, I loved it. That was such an awesome season. I'm not in that season anymore. I'm a full-time worker now. I actually even work on Wednesdays. So Friday after Thanksgiving. And now I do Thanksgiving. At that time, we went somewhere for Thanksgiving. Now I am where Thanksgiving comes from. So Friday is when I set up the Christmas tree. And there is family around me. There are different seasons for different things, right? But this weekend, this long weekend that we have in America, which is, you know, we have special names for every day. So Thursday is Thanksgiving and Friday is Black Friday for purchasing all your stuff. Saturday is Small Business Saturday. I can't remember what Sunday is. I think Sunday is Give Back Sunday. No, it's Give Back Tuesday because we extended to Tuesday. Monday is Cyber Monday. I think it's hilarious. Only in America do you have Thanksgiving followed by a bazillion days where you spend money. It's like hi, welcome to the capitalist society of America, where we eat a lot of food and then we spend a lot of money. But it is what we do. You know, that's what we do. So putting up the Christmas tree, that's what I'll be doing today. And I did share in the Holiday Blitz mini planning day how I do Black Friday. And I want to touch on that a bit here. I spend now an obscene amount of money the weekend of Black Friday. Almost none of it is holiday related, but an obscene amount of money. Like, last year was so much, I couldn't believe how much money I was spending, but also I couldn't believe how much money I was saving. So I just kept spending. Maybe you're the same way. And I finally realized that when you're looking at your household economy, which I don't even want to go there, but I mean, food prices, this is, yeah. They had a Black Friday on food. Maybe they do. I don't know. I'm recording this, you know, in the past. You're now in the future. Now we're in the present together. How do we make our money go farther at home? And I determined a few years ago how we make our money go farther at home is to buy for everything the weekend of Black Friday. I mean, everything. When you see things that are 30, 50 more percent off, if you know you're going to use that thing in the next 12 months, buy it. You don't want to put things on credit cards because then you have to pay interest on the credit cards. But also, if it's something you're going to buy anyway and it's 30, 40, 50% off, you're not paying 50% interest rates. You see what I'm saying? And I started to do this math. I think it was 2018 into 2019. And I just keep building it up now. And so this weekend, as everything is going to be sale this and sale that, I want you to think about your house as a small business. I've talked about this before, you being the CEO and the COO of your house and how our house is the economy that America is driven on. I mean, that's why there are all these sales, is because when you spend money, you're stimulating the economy, and all these companies are going to be in business in January. And if they don't make money this weekend or in December, they will be going out of business in January and February. This is how, I don't know, this is just how capitalism works. I don't know what to tell you. So use it to your advantage. You are the business owner of your household, and you have a profit and loss statement, and you have an asset sheet, and you have all the things that any small business would have. And so you have expenses, and you have ways in which you can make your cash flow go longer. So a great way to test this out is to think about it just think about the next 3 or 4 months. So for the next 3 or 4 months, if there's anything that you see that is on sale this weekend, that is a really deep discount, and you're going to use it by the end of February, let's say March 1st. If you're going to use it by March 1st, buy it now on sale. Buy it now on sale. And then see how that lasts for you. So I really want you to think about that as your cash flow. Secondly, as we're going into December now, and this is the holiday gift giving season of choice, no matter whatever your religion is, we all have gifts associated with what we're going to be doing. Think about not only the gifts that you can give that people want, but also the gifts you can give that people need. So really fun thing that my mom did for a while, where we would get 3 gifts, one thing that you need, one thing that you want. I can't remember what the third one is, based on the 3 wise men. I'm sure you've seen things like that out there. As your kids get older, so my kids are in their 20s, and I distinctly remember Christmases at Greg's family and my family when we were in our 20s. I met Greg when I was 19. We got married when I was 24. He's 5 years older than me, so he's 24 when we met, 29 when we got married. We're both the oldest children, and our siblings, Greg's sister is 3.5 years younger. My sister is 4 years younger. So when we met, my sister was in high school and Greg's sister was in college. So, you know, we weren't adulting yet. We weren't like fully out of the nest. And so as we met and as we got married, our parents were transitioning. Well, they weren't transitioning at all. We went and we stayed at our parents, and it was Christmas morning just like we were kids, only we were in our 20s. And you know exactly what I'm talking about. And now my kids are in their 20s, and it's Christmas morning like their kids at our house. However, when you're in your 20s, you don't need toys. And some clothes, yes, you'd like some clothes, yes, but also you have your opinions about your clothes, and it's maybe not your parents' opinions about your clothes. And so I started to realize that, you know, I'm in this in-between gift-giving season where I am still where Christmas comes from, but my kids are adults. Like, they're full-on adults. And so I've got a budget, rather large budget, that I spend on Christmas, and I definitely buy the fun things. But I buy a lot more things now that are things that they need versus things that they want, partly because they don't even know what they need, right? They both have their own refrigerators. They both have their own bathrooms. They both have their own, like, but they don't realize that refrigerators don't last forever. Pots and pans don't last forever. Underwear doesn't last forever. And it's totally not fun to buy any of those things. Like, they don't have a lot of discretionary income. And the discretionary income they have is for Chick-fil-A. It is not for underwear. And so as a parent, I look at what they need as much as what they want. And I've got enough of a budget here to be able to give needs and wants together. So it's another thing to be thinking about as the household manager and facilitator. How old are the people that you're buying gifts for? Conversely, as your parents age, or if you're still buying for grandparents, I mean, how many puzzles can you give someone? In my opinion, never enough puzzles. Never enough puzzles. Like, you could give me puzzles, trust me, 99, still buy me a puzzle. But you do get to the point where you're giving the same gift over and over and over again to people because it is what they like and it is what they want. Is there possibly something that they need that either they don't know they need it, or it's too expensive for them to ask you for, but they do need it, and you could go together. Here's some examples. I love Apple Watches. I love Apple Watches. Multiple reasons I love Apple Watches. One, it's just trendy, and I like occasionally be trendy. I'm not very trendy, but I do have the Apple. I don't have a Mac, but I do have an iPhone, and I do have an Apple Watch. I love my Apple Watch because my timers go off on my watch, so I stay on time with my meetings. And I also love it because text messages come through on it. So if my kids are calling and then a text message comes through, I know I might need to leave a meeting. And I use it as a very expensive pedometer. That's it. That's all I use my Apple Watch for. I love Apple Watches for our parents and grandparents for the additional functionality that Apple Watches have, which are specifically, they will monitor pulse and heart rate if you want them to, and they have a fall detection on them. So if you fall and you're wearing an Apple Watch and the fall detection is set up, it will notify whoever it's supposed to notify. So if my mother-in-law had an Apple Watch, and she falls, it will notify Greg. He will get a notification, and then he will call his mom. If he can't get a hold of his mom, he will drive over and make sure that she is okay. This becomes very important. His mom has fallen many times, and sometimes she's nowhere near anybody, and how would anybody know she lives alone? So this is an example of a gift. I mean, an Apple Watch is not cheap, especially if you get one that has cellular service, which you definitely want to get one that has cellular service if you're using it for this reason, because what good would it be if she falls outside while she's gardening and she doesn't have the cellular service and it doesn't connect to the Wi-Fi and doesn't notify Greg? Do you see what I'm saying? So this is an expensive gift, probably out of your regular gift-giving budget. But if you and a sibling went together on this, or you and a sibling paid for a portion, and let's just all face facts. As you become older in your 40s and 50s, the amount of gift that you give your parents should probably increase. Maybe think back to the gifts that you got when you were a child and teenagers and start to up your gift-giving budget. But it's really a gift for them, and it's a gift for you, and it's a gift that is peace of mind. Another thing I really like in this generation is this thing I have. It's called a Hero, H-E-R-O. It looks like a robot. It looks like R2-D2 out of Star Trek. Or not Star Trek. You know what I'm talking about. Star Wars. I didn't really watch the movie very much. I just really liked R2-D2, the little thing that was small. That is right. That's the one. The little one that looked like a vacuum cleaner. Is that the one that was R2-D2? Anyway, this Hero machine is like that. It's an octagonal shape. It's probably 2 feet high. It's pretty large. 1 foot in circumference. Like it's a massive piece of equipment. Anyways, it holds medicine. It can hold up to 10 different medicines. I believe it's 10. And it's programmable. And so you load all the medicine into the Hero. And then it can dispense any configuration of medicine any amount of time. So like, let's say that you take 5 of these pills in the morning and 8 of these pills at night and 3 of the pills you take morning and night, but 2, you know, whatever. And you take 2 of one in the morning and 1 in the evening, you could program all of it. It has this little medicine cup underneath. And so it will automatically dispense the medicine. So let's say it's supposed to dispense at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. 8 p.m. comes along, the little motor moves, a little light comes on, and all of a sudden this carousel of medicines inside spins around. And it drops however many pills it's supposed to in the little cup. And then if you don't take the medicine within 1 hour, it notifies whoever it's supposed to notify. So this is a great way to, maybe you see your family members weekly or monthly. You could fill enough medicine in this for a full month. And then it will automatically dispense the medication as needed when it is needed. And it will notify you if the person taking the medicine has not taken the medicine. Again, great peace of mind for you. This one, I think, is like $25 or $40 a month. But it's paid for through your HSA app. Like you use pre-medical dollars to pay for this Hero machine. We started using the Hero because, one, I wanted to let my kids be more independent with their medication. And two, accidentally twice, once for each child, I gave them their evening medicine twice, which meant we were in the ER overnight because, you know, it's not good to take double the amount of medication that you're supposed to be taking. Accidents happen. I mean, we're just busy. We're just doing so many things. And when there are so many different drugs for so many people so often, you make mistakes. Like, people make mistakes. I have made mistakes. Everyone makes mistakes. And these mistakes can be fatal. Also, again, if you're thinking about your parents, you're thinking about your grandparents, if they forget and they double dose their medicine, they may not realize that they have double dosed or that they have forgotten in general. And this is just a way to keep track of how often medication is being taken, especially if you have a lot of medication changes that are coming. You can make the changes that way. There are also ways to manually dispense if you need to override and manually dispense, and you can open up at any time and get at the medication using a little like key. But I also like that this locks up medication so children can't accidentally get to different medication as well. These are some examples of real life needs that there are solutions for in the marketplace that you wouldn't normally think about at the holidays. But how much of a relief would this be for you and your family members if you came up with these ideas? Let me think of a couple more. You do meal delivery services. You get a lot. You get the idea of what I'm talking about. So when you think about your house as a business, you are in charge of the cash flow and you are in charge of the supply chain of the products and services that need to come in and out of your household on an annual basis. And at the end of the year in a business, you would take stock of your profit and loss statement and your balance sheet and all of these things at the end of the year, and you would make a plan for how you are going to project the income that is going to come into your business and the outgo of how that income is going to be reallocated and recirculated into society. So now is a great time to be thinking about this weekend with Black Friday, when you can get things at rock bottom pricing. How can you make your dollars go further? And how can you proactively use your financial resources in order to eliminate or make different life stages that you're in easier for the next 12 months? So put that analytical CEO strategic thinking hat on and think about the opportunities that are presenting themselves from now to the end of the year to really shore yourself up for an amazing 2024. All right. I hope you guys have a great Thanksgiving weekend, however you're using it, and I will see you next week. Are you a person who likes to try it before you buy it? We have set up the Sunday Basket 5-day mini course just for you. Just go to organize365.com/mini course, MiniCourse, and you'll be able to sign up for the free 5-day mini course. In there, you'll hear all about the Sunday Basket story. You'll download a 5-day workbook. We'll walk you through collecting all the papers in your house and starting to sort them between what needs to be shredded and recycled and what will become your first Sunday basket. And we'll get you started before you even get a Sunday basket. This is a great way to get started on this weekly habit that will give you back time, give you back your peace, your sanity, and unlock more of your time for what you are uniquely created to do. So head on over to organize365.com/mini course and sign up now. Hey, did you hear? So we would love here at Organize 365 to walk through what your individual organizational plan should be. Should you start with the Friday workbox? Should you start with the Sunday basket? Or should you go all in on the productive home solution first? Where should you start? And in what order would you go through the different products and services that Organize 365 has? And do you even need the productive home solution? What's in it anyway? And do you need it? When is the best time for you to start? We would love for you to book a call with the education team. Just go to organize365.com/call, C-A-L-L, and book a call, and they will have you fill out a form about where you are and what your goals and objectives are, what you think you need, what you think you don't need, and then someone will get on the call with you, and they will walk through what would work best for you and answer any questions that you have.